We're holding in Parshat Vayetze. Ben Ishchai is going to talk to us about Halchot Bet HaKiseh. We're going to read the introduction first, about explaining the significance and the importance of these inyanim. Vata, lecha nichrata brit ani vata, v'haya le'ed beni u'benecha. So now, said Lavan, come let us make a covenant, a pact, between me and you. Lavan was talking to Yaakov, and he, the Almighty, shall be a witness. Shall be a witness. It's a very interesting pact occurring here. We have Yaakov Avinu, who was running away from Lavan. Lavan was chasing Yaakov, and he caught up to him, at which point they made a pact. They made a pact. What was this pact? Let's see. Hine, haroe yire de mishune brit ze mikol britot shebaolam. One who looks shall see that this pact is different than all the other pacts that people usually make. How is this so? De chol brit shekoret haadam im chavero, hu kinyan itkashrut udvekut vachva vereut ze im ze. A pact usually is an agreement between two parties to come together, to have a relationship, some form of a relationship between two countries, cities, or a business pact, an agreement. It's an agreement to come together. Ma she'en ken brit ze umiyusad al hapirut. But this pact, this agreement, was for the purpose of separating between Yaakov and Lavan. A very interesting and different type of agreement. They made an agreement not to have anything to do with each other. They should have no connection one to each other.
להיפרד זה מזה, שלא יתגלה אחד לחברו ולא ידבק בו, אלא יסתרו איש מרעהו.
One shall hide from the other.
וצריך להבין, says the Ben Ishchai,
you have to understand.
מה זה, ועל מה זה עשו את הברית באופן זה שיסתרו איש מרעהו?
Why was this pact made in a way that they are hidden one from the other? One that had made up, they needed to make a pact between a father-in-law and his son-in-law, that was a relationship between Yaakov and Lavan, that they have nothing to do with each other.
Va'inyan, and this will be understood, says the Ben Ishchai, b'siyata d'shmeya, d'yadua, kol tachton tzarich lidamot l'sharsho ha'elyon.
Everything on this world must be a replica of its component in the heavens. Meaning, whatever we have in this world is basically just a replica of what exists in the heavens. It's like that in the physical and spiritual sense. I'll give you an example. Chachamim tell us, our sages tell us, that in Beit Sheni, when Titus HaRasha came to destroy Beit Sheni, so he stood outside the gates of Yerushalayim, and he wasn't able to enter. He kept trying, and he wasn't able to enter. At one point, he made his way into Yerushalayim, and he started destroying the Beit HaMikdash. So a heavenly voice came out and said, you think that you are so mighty, you are able to destroy the house of the Almighty? Absolutely not. Gemara says, Kemach tachin tachanta. Flour that was grained already, you're graining it again. You're doing nothing. You're graining something that was already grained. It's already a powder. Or bayit saruf sarafta. You're burning a house that was burnt already. You can't burn something after it was burnt already. What does this mean? So this means they were telling him that in the heavens they already decreed, for whatever reason, that Am Yisrael was not worthy of having the Beit HaMikdash. And he just had to be the messenger to make it happen. But he was nothing more than a messenger. He doesn't have any right to harm or to destroy the house of the Almighty. And in fact, the Nefesh HaChaim talks about this at length, that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world is in such a fashion that the sins and mitzvot of the Yehudim is what makes things happen in the world. As opposed to actions of the Gentiles are all a replication, they're a reflection of our actions. But it's our actions that makes things happen in the world. And you could see that. You could see that. Any of us that come from New York, we have 10-10 wins. You have the news station. This big, mighty state of New York has nothing else to talk about. But every 22 minutes they talk about whether we're moving another caravan 3 meters in Shomron, we moved it back, world war is on the hinge because somebody got into a car and drove 3 meters. They said, don't worry, they drove it back, everything's fine. So you see that, mamash, the world is centered not only in a physical sense, but in a spiritual sense as well. The Nefesh HaChaim talks about the fact the actions that we do can bring sustenance, as we've spoken about before, and they can bring Chas V'Shalom destruction. It's a reflection of our actions. And same thing with the Beit HaMikdash. In a similar vein, the forces of Kedusha and Tum'ah are set up in the heavens as well. V'hine, Yaakov Avinu Alav HaShalom, Shorsho BaKedusha. The source, the lifeline that Yaakov Avinu was connected to what? Kedusha. The source of Kedusha in the heavens. V'Lavan, Shorsho BaKlipa. And Lavan was Dugmat the Yetzara. He represented the Yetzara, and his source in the heavens was the source of Tum'ah. V'yadua, Shaklipa en la yicholet litachez b'tzad apnim shel ol ha'kdusha, ela rak omedet me'achorei ha'or. It is known, says the Ben Ish Chai, that the Kedusha, the forces of Kedusha and the forces of Tum'ah are separated in such a fashion that the Tum'ah can only see the back part of the Kedusha. These are concepts that are a little hard for us to understand without delving into Kabbalah. But the point is that the Tum'ah only has a right to connect to the back part of the Kedusha. That has no right to stand in front of it and see it in the front side, but rather only the edges of it and the back side of it. That's how the Tum'ah and the Tahara are set up. It only stands in back of the light of the Kedusha. That's why the face of the Kedusha does not see the Tum'ah, because the Tum'ah is in back of it. And so too the Tum'ah does not see, obviously, the face of the Kedusha. They're not permitted. And this was copied here in this world as well. Shekartu brit b'ze she'amar yitzaref yitzef Hashem b'ni u'benecha ki nisater ish mere'ehu. Lavan said, may Hashem keep watch between me and you when we are out of each other's sight. Meaning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make it that we should be separated constantly. Just like in the heavens, the Tum'ah and the Tahara are separated, so too in this world they also have to be separated. They're not allowed to see each other even. והטעם מובן שכל אחד צריך להתעמוד לשורשו. We all understand the reasoning is because each one, Yaakov and Lavan, has to be similar to its source in the heavens. לכן אמרו רבותינו זל, therefore our sages have said, ויקבור אותו בגי מול בית פאור. This is talking about the burial of Moshe Rabbeinu, עליו השלום, that he was buried facing the Tum'ah of בית פאור. This terrible Avodah Zarah. Why is this so? Of all places you want to bury Moshe Rabbeinu, that's the right place to put him? The reason is, any time Bet Peor, Chas V'Shalom, Bnei Israel would serve idols as Bet Peor, then they would go up to complain and say, look what Bnei Israel are doing, they're not following the Torah. But on its way there, it would meet the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu, and then it would have to stop. It wouldn't be able to continue. Why is that so? Why couldn't it continue? Because again, it could not go past in a fashion that would be opposite the Kedusha. It has to be that the Tum'ah, the forces of the Sitra Acha means the other side. You don't even want to call it by name. The forces of the Sitra Acha has to run, has to flee from Kedusha. It happens very commonly. We see this even in today's week. A person could see it. A little Kedusha, sometimes a little spark in somebody's life, sometimes it might appear even in the form of a question. A little Kedusha may motivate a person to come to Eretz Yisrael and learn. Take off 3 months of his summer and have nothing better to do but sit in front of a bunch of books with a bunch of rabbis and hear about this storyline that happened a few thousand years ago. Where does that come from? A little Kedusha is able to push a lot of Tum'ah away. And this is the reason that a person's bowel movement is in back of him. That's why the place for the bowel movement is placed in the back of the person. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not fashion a person in a way that the bowel movement comes out of the front. The Mefurash b'divrei Rabbeinu Arizal, the Arizal spoke about the significance of this. B'sha'a ma'amare Rashbi, parashat etzaveh, v'zeh l'shono. And this is what the Arizal said. Ata, now, neva'er inyan nekudat ha'achor ma'inyana. Now we will explain the back side, the back point of the person. V'umnam, hu sod gadol v'ra'u la'alimo. Even though it is a big secret and it's not proper to speak about it so openly, hine yadata, ki ha'klipot nikraim tzo'ah bli makom. It is known that the klipot, the forces of tum'ah, are called filth without a place. Tzo'ah bli makom. Filth without a place. What does that mean? They don't have, like we spoke, a specific place where they get their sustenance from. Where they don't have their own source. They have to get it from the sources of Kedusha. From the edges, what we leave over is what they get. Their food, the sustenance of the Tum'ah, is from the food or from the sustenance that we have and what we have that's left over from the back point of the person where he has his bowel movement. That's why this point is placed in the person in the back. Because they have no right to be in front of the person. Like we said, the Tum'ah is not allowed to be in front of the person. It has to be in back. They do not see the face of the heavenly presence. A person is created in the image of the Almighty, and therefore, just like they have to be in the back of in the heavens, so too in the person who is a replica of the Kedusha in the heavens, they also have to be in the back of the person. As it says, brave and evildoers shall not stand before you. This nekev in the back. This point in the back is called in the Torah. The Torah calls it Bet Peor. What does this mean? V'zeh sod avodah zarah shel Peor. There was an avodah zarah called Peor. That the way they served it, as the Ben Ish Chai is going to say, is in a very disgusting fashion. They used to clean themselves with the avodah zarah after they would go to the bathroom. That was their way of serving it. They would urinate in front of it, clean themselves. That was There were some people give sacrifices, there are some people... This was their fashion of serving it. But why is it so? They used to, as we said, clean themselves with this Avodah Zarah. Kanoda, ki zoi kabalat ha-shefa shela. Because the significance of this was this Yetzarah had this happen. Why? Because that's how that Tum'ah received its sustenance. Va'aven ze ad kan l'shono. And you should understand this says, Da'riza nimtza, makom shiyotze mimenu ha-psolet, the place where the food comes out of the person, place where food comes out of human being has significance as well. And in fact, so much so that is the point where the tum'ah will receive its sustenance. And that's why this point was placed in the back of the person. Because the tum'ah itself is in back. And that's why it is understood why when a person goes into the bathroom, why there is tum'ah there. Because the forces of the tum'ah have their sustenance there. That is, their, so to speak, their home. If you had to look in the phone book, where does the Yetzirah live? He's got a bathroom in every block. The dirt and the disgust is their food. Therefore, a person should be very cautious. That's why a person should not abstain from going to the bathroom when he has to. Because again, why did the Ben Ish Chai give us this whole introduction? To let us know that where in the body does the Yetzirah rest? In the waist of the person. So by a person holding that inside, in a sense, he's holding more tum'ah in his body. That's the significance of it. It's so much so that the place that a person goes to, the bathroom, has a sense of tum'ah. More than that, I'll tell you this, is a shayla in the poskim. If you designate, when you're building a house, nobody lives there yet, you designate a certain room for a bathroom, are you allowed to say divrei Torah in that room? There's nothing in there. There might not even be a toilet in there. You're just building a house. Are you allowed to say divrei Torah in that room? So much so. So much so. ולכן, צריך להיות האדם נזהר מאוד שלא ישן נקבה וישקט עצמו, אלא כל עת אשר ירגיש. But whenever a person feels that he has to go to the bathroom, שיגיע זמן הפסולת לצאת, יוציאנה תכף. Should go immediately. בלי איחור ועיכוב כלל. You shouldn't wait. והזהרה הזו צריכה מאוד על פי הסוד. And needless to say, says the Ben Ish Chai, על פי קבלה, it's very important and has a tremendous amount of significance to this. בפרט קודם תפילה, and how much more so before prayer. וברכה ועסק התורה, a person has to purify himself. The Gemara says that one of the ways of accepting the yoke of heaven upon yourself is person goes to the bathroom and puts on tefillin and prays. What significance does it have if it goes to the bathroom? If you have to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom. If you don't have to go to the bathroom, don't go to the bathroom. But that's a form of accepting the yoke of heaven. The answer is according to what the Ben Ish Chai is saying now. The significance of what this represents in the broader scale of things, we can understand how much more so. It's all, as we've spoken out numerous times, it's all a project of removing tum'ah from this world and from our body especially. וכמו שכתוב בספר חסידים, סימן תתיח, וזה לשונו. אדם צריך להיות נקי מבפנים כבחוץ. A person should be clean inside as he is outside. שנאמר, וכל קרובי את שם קודשו. As it is said, all that is within me shall sanctify his name. שלא יהיה בקרוביו תינופת. Inside of you also should be clean. Therefore, a person has to look at it that when a person uses the bathroom, it's also part of the Avodat Hashem. We come from a society where the word bathroom said in public is taboo. It's forbidden to say such a thing. Words, but that's just as much part of our service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's, we've spoken this about this numerous times, that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not leave any part of our life that we can't do a mitzvah. If I was creating mitzvot, I would say, listen, you want some reward? You have to build me some nice houses every day, and you have to do all these extreme things that will push you to the limit. Here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, live your life, eat mitzvah, sleep mitzvah, go to the bathroom mitzvah. Just have in mind that you're doing it for my sake, and you get upstairs to the heavens after 120, and you have mitzvot waiting for you for things that are natural. That's the beauty. That's the chesed that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us. That's how much He loves us. שלא יהיה בקרוביו תינופת, לכן קודם שיתפלל וקודם אכילה ושתייה, before a person eats, before a person drinks, צריך לברך יעשה צרכיו. עיין שם, a person should make sure he's clean. ובגמרא אמרו, the Gemara says, this is the Gemara that we spoke about, הרוצה שיקבל עליו עול מלכות שמיים, one who wants to accept upon himself the yoke of heaven, what should he do? He should maybe go to live in the desert, some place far out by himself, and every day, fast. No, what does it say? יפנה, שגו to the bathroom, ויטול ידיו, ויניח תפילין, ויקח קריאת שמע ויתפלל. Person should go to the bathroom, cleans himself, wear his tefillin, קריאת שמע, and pray. See, it's just as much a part of service of the Almighty as anything else. And it's very important to ingrain that is in us. We don't know the value of mitzvot. We don't know the significance. We pass through mitzvot thinking that there are main mitzvot and there are secondary mitzvot. No, your job is to lead your life and have in mind that everything you do is for the sake of the Almighty. A person lives like that, it's the most beneficial. If a person wants to invest, that's the way to invest. וכתב רבנו זה בשאר המצוות פרשת שמיני, וזה לשונו, and רבנו the Arizal wrote, שיקוץ הנפש כתיב, אל תשקצנו את נפשותכם. אל תשקצו את נפשותכם. Do not defile your נפש. ואמרו רבותינו זה, מכאן, from here, שהמשהן נקביו עובר הלא תשקצו. A person who abstains from going to the bathroom when he has to transgresses the isur of al teshakatsu, do not defile your nefesh. V'atam yuvan, and the reason is understood. Ki inyan achila hu levarer ha'ochi mitoch ha'psolet. Eating is a process of what? Not just filling up our stomach. Eating is a process of what? Separating Tum'ah and Tara. There are sparks of Kedusha and Tum'ah and even Neshamot that are reincarnated in foods and come, and every food has a Kedusha source. Meat especially, you look, the Kaf HaChaim, Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, was a tremendous Talmid Chacham. Baki in every facet of Torah and did not waste a minute of his life. It used to take him an hour and a half to eat lunch. Not because he had a big lunch. Because he used to chew al pi Kabbalah. 32 teeth coinciding with a certain name of the Almighty and certain foods you eat first and Maimachonim and Divrei Torah and Patach Eliyahu. His meal would take him, maybe the food would take him a minute or two and everything around it would take him another hour. That was his lunch. Short meal. Because we see the Ben Ishchai saying, eating is service of the Almighty. You have to realize that you're separating Kedusha from Tum'ah. והאוכל שהוא, והטעם יובן כי עניין אכילה הוא לברר האוכל מתוך הפסולת, והאוכל שהוא המזון נבלע באיברים, the food becomes part of your goof, והפסולת נעשה מותר, and the waste becomes extra, ונדחה למטה, and is pushed down, ומזה נעשו הקליפות. And from that, the klipot are fashioned. Meaning, well, what are the klipot fashioned from? From what you eat, and what your body does not want. The extra, like we said, it all fits into the perfect, in the big picture, the extra portions, that makes the klipot. That makes the forces of the tum'ah. וכתיב, ותימתם את ציפוי פסילי כספך, תזרם, כמו דבה, צא תאמר לו, כי הם בחינת היציאה של נקב האחור, וכמו שכתבנו בעניין הפאו. ולכן, and therefore, says the Ben Ish Chai, המשן נקבב, one who abstains from going to the bathroom, המותר והקליפה היא מלדחותה אחר שנגמר ברורה ועיכולה, after your body has separated the קדושה and טומאה. And your body is now waiting for the טומאה to leave, and you're holding it inside, הנה הוא משקץ נפשו, needless to say, he's defiling his soul. ממש יותר ממה שמשקץ גופו. Just more than even his body. ונודע בכל דרכיך דאהו, a very important פסוק, בכל דרכיך דאהו, in all your ways you shall know the Almighty. What does this mean? What is the Ben Ish Chai hinting at? What we've been saying this whole time, that a person has to realize that serving the Almighty is in every fashion. There's nothing that is not part of service of God. Not just putting on tefillin and learning Torah. Eating, drinking, using the bathroom. We spoke about washing yourself is also part of service of the Almighty. שיכוון האדם כוונה זו בלכתו לבית הכיסא, קודם יכנסו שם, before a person goes into the bathroom, you should think this for a moment. כי איסור לערער שם, you're not allowed to obviously think דברי Torah in the bathroom, עד כאן לשונו. הלכה א', המשה נקבב עובר משום בל תשקצו. One who abstains from going to the bathroom when they need to, transgresses the איסור, says the Ben Ish Chai, of בל תשקצו. בין בגדולים, בין בקטנים. Whether it is bowel movement or whether it is urine, is forbidden. אך בקטנים, nevertheless, in regards to urine, יש בזה עוד חשש, סכנה וגם עקרות. It's dangerous, and חס ושלום, it could affect the person health-wise, שיהיה עקר עם השה. חס ושלום, a person could be עקר עם השה. ויש בני אדם שנכשלים בדבר זה. And there are people who abstain from going to the bathroom when they need to. ואם יבוא לו התעוררות, והוא לומד או עוסק בענייניו, and if a person's learning, or he's busy with his stuff, אינו קם במהירות, he doesn't go to use the bathroom. וחושב, and he thinks, עד שיגמור העסק עוד מעט, או עד שיגמור עוד דף הזוהר, או המזמור, if anybody's busy learning Zohar, they say, let me just finish learning this דף הזוהר, and then I'll use the bathroom. וזו שטות גדולה. It's foolish, says the Ben Ish Chai. תראה, זו מצווה הבאה בעבירה. It's a mitzvah that comes through an עבירה. You're learning Torah, yes, but you're also defiling your neshama. לכך צריך להיזהר מאוד. וכתב חסד לאלפים בשם המקובלים, רבי אליעזר פאפו ברוט דן, הנאים למקובלים, דמקל בזה, מונע ממנו טהרת המחשבה. A person who is lenient on this, he is creating a situation where he will not have purity of mind. ומישהו בא נפש, if a person wants to be holy, ורוצה להידבק בקונו, and wants to cling to the Almighty, צריך להיזהר שיהיה גופו נקי בכל שעה, his body should be clean all the time. וזה מועיל גם כן לבריאות הגוף, it's also healthy, ונעשה בריאה חדשה, he's created a new person. Now, a person does not have to be fanatic about this. You don't have to,
a person knows when he normally has to go to the bathroom and when he doesn't normally have to go to the bathroom. You do not have to answer and put in all kinds of scary thoughts into your mind, like maybe I do have to go to the bathroom, and maybe I'm just not thinking so, and it's just working on myself, and it's a hard tell me that I don't have to go, and really, I do have to go, so then I should go. So that's what the Ben Ishchai is talking about. Aha, I've got you. So obviously that's not what's going on. We all know it's all within the realm of reality when we have to go to the bathroom and when we don't. And if you don't know, speak to me after class. Now, halacha bet. Gam biyoto shochev al mitato balayla, when a person is sleeping at night, im hirgish shetzarich lasot tzrachav, if a person felt that he had to use the bathroom, yitazer lakum, you should be brave to get up. Why did the Ben Ish Chai say this? Because in those days, going to the bathroom was really a situation. The bathroom, the stall house was outside of the house. It's cold outside. It's dark. It's not like us. You have a bathroom within your neck, closest Dalet Amot. V'lo yitazer, v'lo yitrashel, hen mechamat akol. You should not be lazy, not because of the coldness, of the cold outside, hen mechamat geshem, or if it's raining in your bedroom, or if it's dark, right? Obviously the rain of Ben Ish Chai is talking about, like we spoke about. Ach tzarich la'asot tchila netilat yadayim ka'alacha. Nevertheless, you should do netilat yadayim, ki ei efshar lo lelech 400 lushafshef or lekaneach. Person cannot clean himself or walk ve'od ruach ra'a shoreh al yadav. So obviously the chatchila, a person even in such a situation should wash netilat yadayim and then go to the bathroom. Ach, nevertheless, we did speak out that a person does have who to rely on if they just want to go to the bathroom straight, then do netilat yadayim after the bathroom in the middle of the night. Do not say an netilat yadayim, just ashel yatzal and goes back to sleep. If a person wants to do that, they may. Ach me'achar shu'ata tzrich nekavav, if shal levarech an netilat yadayim. Ben Ish Chai is talking about a case where a person wants to stay up all night, ele yaser tzrachav tchila, ve'achakach yevarech an netilat yadayim, ve'asher yatzal. ולכן צריך להיזהר שלא יפסיק בדברים מעת שנטל ידיו עד שייכנס לבית הכיסא ויטול שנית ויברך. So we spoke this out, that if a person wakes up in the middle of the night, it's preferable, if you can, to wash your hands before you touch anything, then go to the bathroom, come out of the bathroom again, wash your hands again, say only Asher Yatzal. If a person is going to stay up the rest of the night, so then we spoke about that the second time you would make the bracha of Al Netilat Yadayim as well, and Asher Yatzal. הלכה ג' כל שיוכל להעמיד עצמו עד כדי שיעור הילוך פרסה אין בו משום בעל תשקצו. If a person can abstain from going to the bathroom the amount of time that it takes to walk a parsa, 72 minutes, then he does not transgress the איסור of בעל תשקצו. ולא משום סכנה בין בגדולים בין בקטנים. Meaning if a person knows that he will have to use the bathroom within 72 minutes but he's able to hold himself for 72 minutes, then that's not considered the Isur of Bat Shakatsu. But if they know that they won't be able to hold that long, then in that stage you're already entering into that realm. V'yesh omrim, there are those that say, Shafilu eno yachol la'amid at atzmo kishi'ur zeh. If a person knows he can't abstain from going to the bathroom for 72 minutes. But, im koach ha'doche eno yachol yot gover al koach ha'machzik, ela rak al edei siyua. If the only way a person can abstain from going to the bathroom is by forcefully restraining themselves, then at that point, a person is transgressing on Bal Teshaktzu. But if they don't have to necessarily abstain themselves, they just know that they will have to go to the bathroom within 72 minutes, but they don't have to do anything about it specifically, they don't have to hold themselves back in any way, then that's normal, that's not considered Bal Teshaktzu. So there's two levels. There's some opinions who say, if you have to go to the bathroom within 72 minutes, that's already the realm of Bal Teshaktzu, and those who say no. If you're normal and a person just knows he has to go to the bathroom, he doesn't have a specific urge to go to the bathroom where he has to abstain from something, then that's already, even though it's less than 72 minutes, that's already considered not Bal Teshaktzu. שיתחק האדם את עצמו מעט כדי להוציא הפסולת, אין יקרא זה משהן נקביו בידיים. Such a person who doesn't have to forcefully abstain himself or hold himself back is not considered Bal Teshaktzu, כדי שיעבור על Bal Teshaktzu. כיוון, דכוח הדוחה צריך לסיוע שלו, שיתחק את עצמו מעט. Because a person, the only way for him to go to the bathroom is by him going to the bathroom and forcing himself to go to the bathroom. So that type of person is not transgressing on Baal Teshuva Ketubah. V'zeh she'eno doche, eino ele sheva al ta'aseu. This that he knows he has to go to the bathroom. He knows he has to go to the bathroom, but he's not doing anything wrong. It's just, he doesn't have to. In order for him to go, he would have to force himself to go to the bathroom. אבל אם נתגברה תאוותו מאוד, but if the urge to go to the bathroom has become very strong, עד שכוח הדוחה גבר על כוח המחזיק, the force that's pushing to go to the bathroom is stronger than the one that's restraining, so he actually has to hold himself back. להוציא הפסולת מבלתי שצריך לסיוע, הדוחק שידחק האדם את עצמו אפילו מעט, if a person is at that point, הרי זה עובר על בת השעה קצו. אם השן נקבב. If he does abstain from going to the bathroom, then that does constitute Baal Teshuva Ketubah. This applies to urinating and bowel movement. But in regards to a person who has to relieve himself of gas, there's no issue of Baal Teshuva Ketubah. That's A. And on that topic, we're going to learn soon that a person who's in a situation where he's learning or saying a bracha and someone else has relieved himself, then he's allowed to continue saying the Torah in that atmosphere. Why? Because Chamim did not make a gzera that you should have to stop your learning or prayer because of someone else's actions. Halacha Dalet. Yizaher lisgor ha-delet shel bet ha-kiseh afilu balala b'choshech v'afela. One should be careful to close the door of the bathroom even when it's dark outside, even when nobody's looking. Mishum tzniut. There's a concept called tzniut. Modesty. Acting in a modest fashion. Ki ha-smak zal ve'od yesh poskim rishonim manu et ha-tzniut mikal ha-mitzvat shel ha-Torah. The smak had counted the mitzvah of tzniut as actually a biblical mitzvah. ואף אגב יש חולקים וסביר אלו, even though those who argue on this and say it's not מדורייתא, דבר זהו אזהרת חז"ל במידה טובה, it's a good advice that our sages have told us that a person should be צנוע, should be modest while using the bathroom, שנשתבחו בישראל עם כל זה, צריך להיזהר בתפי. A person should be careful. כיוון דאיקא דסביר אלו, דמין התורה, since there are those opinions who hold that modesty is מן התורה, in this fashion, in this case, a person should definitely be cautious with this. ומקום מקום, אם יש בבית הכיסא ריח רע, קשה לו מאוד. Let's say he can't close the door for whatever reason. והוא פותח הדלת לאצולי פורטה, and he opens the door a little bit. יש להקל בחושך לילה ואין רואה. You can't be lenient if it's dark outside and nobody sees you. But in general, even while going to the bathroom, a person has to be צנוע. ודע, כי הזהרת הצניעות בבית הכיסא אין עיקרה משום הפירוע. The reason that there's modesty in regards to the bathroom is not because of the undressed portion of the person. Because when it comes to the mikveh, and a person goes in undressed, there's no dinim of revealing yourself in front of another person in that sense. Or bebet ha-mechatz, or in the shower place, v'kayotze. Ela ha-tam kan hu banui al-pi ha-kdama she-katavti le'il b'shem Rabbeinu Arizal. But the reason that we have to be modest and close the door in a bathroom is because of what I said, based on the Arizal, b'shem ma'amara Rashbi, parshat tetzaveh, binyan nukudat ha'achor, in regards to the point of the person in back, ukanizkar li'il, as I've mentioned. Ve'od, sim enecha b'ma shekatavti b'shem Rabbeinu Zal b'shar mitzvot, parshat shmini, see also what I've written in parshat shmini, kanizkar li'il. Uvin tavin, dahani achbari, and then you will understand that these rats that are found in bathrooms, ishchichi v'takiseh, hem dugma laklipot. They are a replica of the tum'ah, says the Ben Ishchai. ובזה תבין, הטעם שקפידו על הצניות בבית הכיסא. And that's why they were מקפיד on צניות in the bathroom, שבזה יהיו נכנעים רוחות הרעות. When a person acts modestly in the bathroom, then he actually creates a situation where he is able to subdue the יצרה.